5 if you include preseason, yeah, six if we meet each other in the playoffs. So I think we're going to get very familiar, and this being the first of many matchups that we're going to have this season in the regular season, I think it'll be huge in kind of setting the tempo and setting the kind of the feel for the rest of this rivalry as the season goes on. Yeah, you know, you're not just playing for victories at the end of the day. Whenever you have an even number of games and there's that possibility to go 2-for-2 on a tiebreak, you also want to make sure you're winning by as many points as you possibly can, and because it could come down to that at the end. And I think we saw that with Edmonton and Calgary's when they split 1-1 last year. So, you know, just keeping that in mind as well. You want to make sure that you're playing your best football. It's not the best, but just about winning. You want to win it by as many points as you can.
Yeah, that late touchdown last year, right? That didn't mean anything to me, but I won the season series. Right?
So yeah.
You got to go for everything, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Calgary was in tune to what was going on. And you know, not many people, I think, watching, myself included, were expecting Calgary to be going for a touchdown at the end of the game. And when they obviously already won the football game, but then they explained why at the end, and it makes a lot of sense. You're like, oh, well, you got to make sure you're on top of all that stuff because it is important.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.